Good morning. This is a 9 a.m. update on Hurricane Earl, and I'm Bill Reed at the National Hurricane Center. Hurricane Earl continues as a Category 4 hurricane, moving north-northwest at close to 18 miles an hour in the open Atlantic. It is closing its approach on the outer banks of the Carolinas and is approximately 340 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, at the present time. The motion should continue to the north-northwest during the day today, become more northerly tonight, which would bring the center of Earl very close to the coastline of North Carolina overnight tonight and early Friday morning. Hurricane warnings are in effect for most of North Carolina, coastline up to the Virginia state line, hurricane watch up to Cape Henlope and Delaware, and then a combination of tropical storm and hurricane watches exist all the way up to the Massachusetts area at this time. The storm will, as I said before, will be accelerating to the north off North Carolina, then bend to the northeast, paralleling the U.S. coast during the day Friday into early Saturday morning, and may even pose a threat later in the day on Saturday to the coastal areas of Maine and eventually the Maritimes of Canada. The intensity will be holding pretty much the same. We should be at a major hurricane right on through the closest point of approach to the North Carolina coast in the overnight hours tonight. Then wind shear and cooler water should begin to bring the wind speed of Earl down to a Category 2, then a Category 1 hurricane Friday on into Saturday. Again, this is Bill Reed reporting from the National Hurricane Center at 9 a.m.